He's alive, he's alive. I can't believe it, he's alive. I've got to tell them. I'm so glad I found you. He's alive, I've seen him.
Whoa, slow down, Mary. Who's alive? What are you talking about?
Jesus is alive. I've seen him and I've spoken with him.
Oh, Mary, that's not possible. We all saw him crucified a couple of days ago, and we saw Joseph taking his body away to put in the tomb.
Philip, hadn't you heard that when Peter, John and I went to the tomb this morning, the stone had been moved away from the entrance?
Well, yeah, Peter, you did say something about the stone having been rolled away.
I thought that someone had taken Jesus out of the tomb. I was so upset that I didn't know where our Lord's body had gone.
Is she telling the truth, Peter?
Yes, when John and I went to the tomb, the stone was rolled away, the tomb was empty, and the linen where Jesus' body had been was still there.
Yeah, it was very strange. The cloth that had been wound around his head was neatly folded and lying just beside it separately.
So grave robbers couldn't have taken his body then, because they would have taken everything.
Well, Jesus did say he would see us again.
And I have seen him just a few minutes ago. Why won't you believe me?
We want to believe you, Mary. It's just that, well, what you're saying, if it's true, it's impossible.
I know, but the impossible happens with Jesus.
So tell us, Mary, how did you come to meet him?
After you and Peter had left me, I stood outside the tomb crying. Then I thought I would have one last look inside the tomb, just to check once more that his body was really not there, when I saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been. One was sitting at the head and the other at the foot.
Did they say anything to you?
They asked me why I was crying.
And so what did you tell them, Mary?
I told them that they had taken my Lord away and that I didn't know where they had put him. As I turned around to leave them, the tomb, I saw a man standing in the entrance. He also asked me why I was crying and what I was looking for.
Oh, I knew there'd be an explanation for this. Mary, you must have just seen the gardener, and you were crying and upset, and you just didn't recognize him.
You are right in one thing, Peter. I did think the man was a gardener. I said to him that he had carried Jesus' body away, then to please tell me where he had put him.
So did he tell you?
He wasn't the gardener, Peter. Oh, will you believe me if I tell you?
Yes, we will, Mary. What else did he say to you?
He said, Mary, and I suddenly realized it was Jesus, and I said, Rabboni.
Did Jesus say anything else to you?
He told me to come and tell you that he is returning to his Father and my Father, to his God and my God.
So what Jesus said is true.
That in Jerusalem he would be mocked and flogged and crucified.
And on the third day, he would rise again.
Jesus is alive, I believe.
Jesus is alive, I have seen the Lord.
Thank you to our dramas, especially Nina, who stood in at 5 to 11 this morning to take over there. Thank you. Can also do a wee thank you for Ian Cunningham, who very kindly made us a cross for our service today. So if we hear an applause for our drama people and for Ian for doing that. Thank you. So on that first Easter morning, the impossible happened. That massive stone that was in front of the tomb had been moved away from the entrance. And inside the tomb where Jesus' body had lain, there was no sign of it. All that was left were the grave clothes. So I now need a couple of volunteers. You're okay. Anyway, and it does involve chocolate, if that helps anyone to volunteer as well. Okay, go for it. Yep, go for it. So. A couple of sorry, two with a couple of helpers. Very good. So here we have some well-established, turn around, let everyone see. We have some Easter eggs. I'm sure we're all familiar with these for breakfast this morning. So can you demonstrate to the gathered masses what is inside our Easter eggs? Go for it. Okay, what's inside yours?
Nothing.
Yours?
Nothing.
Would you like to confirm what's inside? Inside?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Want to
check as well?
There's bits of chocolate.
There's bits of chocolate now. No, okay. So, there's nothing inside, just like the tomb. So our hollow eggs are there to represent our tomb. There was no body. So this is where it starts to get a bit interesting. The impossible has happened. Now, for kindly volunteering, you may take these away with them and share them out round about whoever is with beside you. Never mind. So, all of a sudden we're very popular now. So, so on that first Easter morning, the impossible had happened. Not only was the tomb empty, but Jesus was walking around, meeting Mary, and later on the disciples, 2 days after he was dead and buried. Jesus had risen over the dead. And as we read in 1 Corinthians, over the next 40 days, 500 people saw him in his new body. On that first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Death could not hold Jesus in the grave. It was defeated, and Jesus was raised to life. One of the first people who saw Jesus alive was Mary. On meeting the risen Jesus, Mary's life was transformed. Instead of being really sad, Mary was now joyful. Instead of feeling confused about Jesus, Mary was now full of love. Instead of being in despair, Mary was now full of hope. The impossible had happened in that first Easter day. Jesus was raised from the dead, and as he met people, their lives were changed. So let us now sing together in celebration of Jesus' resurrection and all that means to us as his followers today. Can we all stand together and sing, Jesus Christ is risen today.
So what does Jesus rising from the dead mean for us today? Over the service, we're going to look at 4 words that begin with the letter F to help us discover what Jesus' resurrection has achieved and how our lives can be changed. The first F is forgiveness. Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible happened. We, who have rebelled against God, ignored his commands, and deserve to be punished for our sins, can be forgiven. Listen to what Peter said to Cornelius in Acts 10, verses 34 to 43. Niamh and Emma will read it for us.
Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him.
We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on the cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people, to testify that he is the one whom God has appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name.
Thank you, girls. That was very well read. So Peter told Cornelius that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. I'd like a volunteer, please, so we can illustrate sin and forgiveness. Have you got anything to be needing forgiven, Alex?
Yeah.
Come on then.
How's that? Excellent. Right. When we live to please ourselves, come out here. When we live to please ourselves and choose to ignore God's ways, in which we all do, the Bible tells us that we are like slaves, slaves to sin. And although we might stop sinning, we find we can't. So here's an example. Some of us might struggle with the sin of lying. You tell what you think is a small lie to someone, and that leads to another lie to cover the first lie. And that leads to another lie. And then another lie. For binding you up with sin. He obviously doesn't know what sin is. He's been so well brought up, this boy. Okay. Eventually, you're so bound up that the sin covers you. You can't see these chains, but they're there. Okay. It might not be lying that's your sin. It might be speaking badly about people rather than loving them. It might be jealousy or anger or gossip or disobedience or hatred or greed or something else entirely. But the good news is Jesus came to set us free. And when he died on the cross, Jesus made payment for all of our sins. His resurrection from the dead proves that Jesus is the Son of God. Not only has he got authority to forgive our sins, but also to set us free from them. As Peter said to Cornelius, our part is to choose and to put our trust in what Jesus has done for us. So, Alex, if you turn to Jesus in faith and ask his forgiveness, you'll be forgiven and set free. You can take them off now. Rip them off. Thank you, Alex. Go sit down. I forgive him. Okay, we all have an opportunity now to demonstrate forgiveness. So in your bag, yes. No, we're not blowing the party hooters. We are taking our black pipe cleaners only. Black pipe cleaners only, not the party hooters. Not the party hooters. Okay, what I want you to do is join your chains to get these pipe cleaners together to make links in a chain, a bit like this. Okay. So you should have something that looks roughly like that. What we're going to do is we will hold these together and think of a sin that you might need forgiven for. Then, after I've prayed, you can bring them out and we're going to hang them on the cross. I might need a couple of tall volunteers for this. Tall volunteers, says the smallest person in the entire congregation. Okay. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you went to the cross to pay for our sins. On this resurrection day, please search our hearts and show us the sins we need to confess and turn away from so that we can be forgiven and set free. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please bring your chains to the cross when you're ready. Okay. So, okay, if you could all be quiet now, please. Thank you. Thank you.
All our sins now are upon the cross, and we are free to receive the forgiveness of Jesus. Let's do that now. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just and forgive us our sins and set us free. We receive your forgiveness and freedom with thankful and grateful hearts. Come and fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can say no to sinning anymore. Amen.
So our first F that Jesus has achieved for us through his death and resurrection was forgiveness. The second F is our friends. Jesus' resurrection meant that the impossible has happened. We rejected God and we ignored him, but now we can be friends with him. And it's possible because that our sin has been dealt with. Our Father God has loved us. He's always loved us. But now we get to draw close to him like a friend. So in your bags, you should find a wee smiley sticker. I should say, if anyone's missing any bits and pops, what? If anyone's missing anything, we do have spares. So, your wee smiley sticker, as you stick that onto your clothes, I want you to know that as God sees you, he smiles at you. He loves us more than we can possibly ever imagine. So if you pop that on your clothes, and if anyone asks you today why you have a smiley sticker on, you can tell them it's because God loves you more than we can imagine. The third F that we're looking at is to follow. So again, Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible has happened. The human race who have lived life aimlessly, wandering around trying to find meaning in life, are invited to follow Jesus and be part of his mission in the world. Following Jesus can be exciting because he calls us to change the world with him. He might be asking us to be involved in his healing ministry. We could pray for those who are sick. Another day, he might ask us to be involved in his saving ministry, where we might have the opportunity to talk to someone about Jesus' love and choose to put their trust in him. Another day, it might be his ministry of justice, where we have the opportunity to stand up for those in difficulty. Following Jesus isn't boring, it's exciting. So if you can open out bags, the bit you've all been waiting for, your party hoopers, yes, give them a good blow. And if we stop there, yeah. Now, just saying that it was the adults there that are needing told more than once. Come on now. So if you keep those, you can use them in our next song, but which is not quite yet. Relax. So the last F that we're going to look at, and it's a slight cheat, just to make it all fit, is the word fantastic hope. Jesus' resurrection has meant that the impossible has happened. Death is not the end for us. One day our bodies will be resurrected too, and we'll live forever with God in a place where there's no dying, suffering, or pain. So last we dip into your... No, it's not, sorry, that is a lie. It's not quite the last we dip. If you go into your bags, you will find a sunflower seed. So hopefully everyone has a sunflower seed and they've not fallen out. If anybody's missing one, you'll find about 1,000 of them in our bedroom floor, or not our bedroom floor, our back room floor, where they all fell out. But sunflower seeds, and any seeds, they look dead. But can anyone tell me what will happen if we plant this in the ground? Somebody other than Alex is exhausted after all the volunteering this morning. Go for it, yep. They'll grow. After a few days, we'll start a wee shoot. And after a while, we'll see a beautiful sunflower appear, and it grows into a full-grown plant. So one day we will die like the seed, but as followers of Jesus, we have the fantastic hope that we'll be raised from the dead and have a beautiful body, just like these seeds will form into a beautiful sunflower. So I'm going to ask you to take these home. You don't need to do anything with them today, and plant them. And hopefully come sort of June, July, August time, you guys can all look out in that beautiful sunflower and remember the fantastic hope that we have in Jesus. So here's your challenge now. So Richard's going to hold fire with the print. Can anyone remember what our four words were? Again, somebody other than Alex, he's exhausted. Forgiveness. Louder. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, we've got one, yep. Friends, good. Emma? Fantastic hope, we're missing one. Follow, very good. So we have our four words there.
Yes, yes, haha. Don't think we've ever had an Easter celebration quite like that one. Okay, we're going to pray. The prayers will appear on the screen, and there's a response line at the bottom. Lord Jesus, as we look at this broken Easter egg, it reminds us of our world, broken by our sin and our rebellion. Thank you that you were willing to come and put these things right by dying for us on the cross. Help us to never forget what this cost you. Risen Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we look on this empty Easter egg. It reminds us of the empty tomb and that on the first Easter day, the impossible happened. We ask that you would breathe your resurrection life into each one of us so that we can serve you and bring hope to others. Risen Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, as we look at this Easter egg overflowing with chocolates, it reminds us of your goodness. Thank you for the many blessings that you pour into our lives every day. Help us to go into your world and share the good news of your love with those we meet. Risen Lord Jesus, hear our prayer.
We'll now say the Lord's Prayer together. Alex will lead us.
That's okay.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, with the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So today, we have discovered that on the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. The tomb was empty. Jesus has risen from the dead, and death had been defeated. Jesus' resurrection means the impossible happened for us. We can be forgiven and friends with God. We are invited to follow Jesus, and we have been given a fantastic hope. So as we celebrate God's goodness to us, you can open your bags again, and in it you will find an Easter egg. As you eat it, thank Jesus for all he has done and continues to do for you.
I'll do it later.
You'll enjoy that, I hope. Before we sing our final song, take out your candle. Jesus sends us out into the world to change it with his love. Take your candle home, and when you light your candle, remember that we are to go out and let our light shine before others. We'll close our service with a triumphal hymn of praise. Victory over death, eternal hope, and the everlasting grace of our Holy Father. Let's sing Thine Be the Glory. And please remain standing at the end for a blessing.
Today with our hearts rejoicing in Jesus' resurrection and all that this means for us, let us go into the world to shine for his glory. and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.